Well, sure, I'd hear tell a whole lot about a boarding house here in New York kept by Mr. Delmonico. I guess there's been more than 500 summer boarders down the pumpkin center, and I calculate I've carried the bundles and run the errands and took the abuse from most all of them. When any one of them got to complaining about anything, I'd ask him where he stopped at New York, and they all said that Mr. Delmonico did. Well, I said to Mother, "Now, Mother, when I get down to New York City, that's where I'm going to board, at Mr. Delmonico's." Well, I got a fella to show me where it was, and when I got on the inside, I don't suppose I was ever more stuck back in all my life. I couldn't tell whether it was a high-tone society festival or a camp meeting at feeding time. They had flowers and birds everywhere and a lot of fattened windmills to run in, and out in the woods someplace they had a band to play in. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. I guess some of them was having a dance to settle down to dinner. And they had a lot of circus gals dancing in there. One gal come up and kicked fire over my head and tickled me under the chin. God, I can just feel the heat breaking out all over me. One fella come up to me and commenced talking some outlandish language, something about Mon Shower, and I made up my mind he was some buckle chopper and I wouldn't talk to him. Another fella come up and wanted to know if I'd have my dinner table the hotel and all over the car. I told him if it was just the same to him, he could give me my dinner on a plate. Well, he handed me a little program of the dinner, and I had about halfway down it, and then he brought me a bottle of cider pop, and I got to drinking it, and it went to my head, and I never felt so gosh darn good in all my life. I danced old Dan Tucker right there in the dining room. I hugged three or four of them circus gals and took a raffle out of Mr. Bound Sour Mon Shower, and just then come a lot of constables, and they took me out riding in a little blue wagon with a bell on it, and it cost me $16.75, and they kept ringing that bell every foot of the way to let folks know I was one of Mr. Delmonico's boarders.